All right, we've got some Bob Dylan tickets to give away. We're going to give those away in the final segment. Man, we have had a jammed-up week. You know, we'll tell you about those guests in a couple of minutes. I want to thank Alan Fall tonight. It's been quite different. A lot of folks here in West Alabama interacted with LaRonda McClain. We'll go back to the phone calls in a couple of minutes. But, Wallach, you wanted to promote something, and you sent me a text here. Little training here. Give me a little training about what's going to happen tomorrow at the camp.
Basically, we're just going to discuss and talk about JDPI Sports, who is helping out all the way with this camp. This will be the first year that they will be assisting us in basically running the camp with the drills and, you know, speaking with the kids. And basically,
JDPI
is right next to the wharf in Northport.
Next to the wharf in Northport. I went over there. That's my new trainer, you know, Big Johnny in there. Got a little facility, man, and we got it in this morning. That's going to be my trainer, getting me ready for the season. And he's going to be out there with his staff, you know, pretty much running the camp, you know, helping out. And like Wallach said, man, it's our first year, you know, doing this with him. And first of many years, you know, he's a great guy. Played with him at Bama. And he's been coached under Rocket Coburn and Kent Johnston, who's out there with me in San Diego. So he pretty much knows everything. I felt like I was back in college again out there working today. Threw up in everything, you know, so it was hard work.
Getting a big, heavy response for a lot of folks interacting with LaRonda McClain. You can follow him on Twitter, and you love Twitter, don't you?
I love Twitter.
Because it gives you a chance to interact with some of the Bama guys, some of the Charger guys.
Interact with fans. And I know I talk to a guy from Michigan probably like every week. He's a young guy. I think he's about like 15. He always asks me about old games in high school, and I explained to him when we beat Hoover that year. And the year that we played, I think Central, my junior year, when we played them at home, you know I lost to them my senior year, but my junior year played them and told them about it was 39-3 at halftime, and we didn't play no more in the game. And I mean, it was awesome, you know, just talking to a guy like that, you know, just let him see, you know, where I grew up at and stuff that I did when I was younger, man, it's awesome.
LaRonda McClain, you can connect with him. It's LeRon_McClain. McClain 33, and no doubt a big all-pro guy playing with the San Diego Chargers. Let's take the final couple of calls, 205-342-9904. Joseph, you're on with Ryan Fowler, LaRonda McClain here on the game on 99.1 WDGM.
What a blessing.
Yes, sir. Every day. Amen. Every day.
I'm going to tell school, like, yeah, get a chance to talk with a Bama player. But hey, well, I'm going to ask you tomorrow at how many Bama players are going to be over there out there with you? Because I wonder if they're asking me to bring my autograph book and everything.
It's just going to, you know, I got Marquise Mays and Josh Chapman going to be out there with me. Pretty much with my coaches that I choose for my camp, I get guys from that I played ball with at high school. A couple guys, you know, that I'm pretty close with, my friends, and, you know, everyday working man, you know, want to come out there and just love the game. I teach them, you know, talk to them every day, every weekend about what I'm going through in the NFL, and them guys are going to go out there and, you know, do the same. Like I said, it's going to be a few of them out there, so it's going to be great.
Yeah, because from what I understand, you remember the game in the SEC Championship when y'all beat Florida?
Yeah, I went with Alabama, but I remember that game. I watched it. I clearly remember it.
Oh, okay.
I fell asleep probably like as soon as it was over, too. It was a rough game.
Yeah, I got you. Oh, okay. I was thinking too about that.
Okay.
Oh, you said you went with Alabama
then? Yeah, I went with Alabama then. I was 03 through 06. Oh, okay. The Shula era.
I catch you sticking Orlando McClain. My fault.
I know everybody do that. It's all good.
Well,
you know,
you're kin to.
Yeah. You know, my cousin and everything. You know, glad he's, you know, doing better. You know, doing his thing, man. You know, then you're going to take a year off, man, and a guy plays with a high level. You know, I played against him when I was in Kansas City for 2 years, and he pretty much was running that defense like he was doing, you know, at Alabama. So I'm proud of, you know, the steps that he's taking toward what he's about to do,
and,
you know,
and
when
I
he come back.
I know a lot of people want to be negative, but we're an Alabama station.
Mm-hmm.
I made this statement. Joseph, I appreciate your phone call, man. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
But talking about LaRonda McClain, I said if he'll get that mind right, I believe that he could be a like not just great linebacker, but a guy that could put a jacket on one day.
Yes,
that he has that potential, and as you said, you're a cousin of LaRonda McClain.
Yeah, he's a great athlete, man, freakish athlete. You know, the guy that could go out there and pretty much run your whole defense, you know, put guys in the right positions and to make plays. You know, he's been doing it ever since he got in the league. You know, in a little jam right now, I think it comes as a blessing, you know, to get himself together and focus on what he need to focus on, you know, and that's being, you know, a great man first, you know, and just going out on the football field and carrying that on there. And I know when he come back, because I know he got to come back, you know, I know he loves the game and playing it since he was little, so I know he's going to come into it prepared and hope anybody give him a chance, they're going to get a great, you know, linebacker.
Patrick, you're on with LaRon McClain. Good evening.
Good evening, guys. LaRondo, how are you, buddy?
I know you just called me Rolando again. It's LaRon McClain. But I appreciate you calling in, baby. I appreciate you calling in. What's going on?
Not much, man. Hey, I'm glad to see you back in T-Town, back in your hometown, your home state, right here, you know, right where you even played high school, where even where I went to school with you at, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. Yes, sir, man. It's,
what year was you graduated?
I graduated 03 from Tuscaloosa right. County High. Our reunion right, coming up.
I graduated. Yeah, I was in there in 2000, so I was ahead of you. I was graduated right before you did, so I think you were still on the team, and I was already off the team by the time you got to start playing up there.
Yeah.
So it's always good to hear back from a home guy coming back and giving back to the community here in Tuscaloosa, and I really appreciate everything you've done, and I've been following you a lot through the NFL, and, you know, even during the draft for the fantasy leagues, I'm always trying to get a hold of you. If I have to trade up to get you to play,
I'm telling you, man. Just
year be the year now. Go ahead.
I'm telling
you.
Give me this year, baby.
Pencil him in.
About a seven catch of games. Seven catches a game, you know, trying to get in the end zone a little
35
bit.
No.
hey, you never can tell. It could happen.
It could happen, baby. You know, you got to be ready, man. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I appreciate you calling in, boss.
Patrick. Hey, I appreciate you too, buddy.
Thank you so much. Hey, LaRon, I sent you a text, just a little private text. Read that. We're going to take one more call in just a couple of seconds. Great way to communicate in radio.
Oh, yeah, great
Because I'm not able to talk to you right here because you're on the air. 205-342-9904. Let's go to Robert from Waterloo, Iowa. We've already got a call from New York. I mean, you're a national brand.
This is awesome.
From Waterloo, Iowa, very famous Feinbaum caller. Robert, you're in the game on 99.1 WDGM.
What is your name?
This is LaRon McClain. He plays for the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, Ryan McClain. How are you?
I'm great, man. How you doing tonight, man? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I heard you say your 15-year-old tweet you you back and forth. You tweet him. He tweet you. You tweet him. And I was wondering if you can tweet me too.
Oh, just send me I'm gonna follow you and everything. Just send me an at request right now on Twitter, and man, you can ask me what you want to ask, man. I'm gonna make sure I answer it, you know, the best way I can, man. I appreciate you following me on Twitter, so I'm gonna follow you back.
Hey, you know,
Robert, give us your Twitter account.
Okay, it's really hard to pronounce, but my last name is Fisher at dot with F underscore. F-I-S.
Got it. Hey, do me a favor. Tweet at me, the game WDGM, or LaRon, and we'll retweet you, okay, Robert?
Or I can do it on your Facebook.
That's fine. Send it on Facebook.
Anything, okay. Man. We gonna follow you back, man. I appreciate you calling in, boss, man.
Now see, what this is, Robert, is LaRon, we went and recruited Robert. Robert lives in Iowa.
Okay.
And he was just sick of watching that sissified Big Ten football. So we made him an SEC guy.
Awesome.
Now he's an Alabama fan.
Roll Tide, baby. Roll Tide.
Hey, LaRon.
What's going on?
I love you. You love me. We're a happy family.
Yes.
You love me too. Well, damn time, buddy.
No problem. Roll Tide, baby. Roll Tide. Love you too, boss. Love you too, man.
Robert, thanks so much, man. And we always appreciate Robert from Waterloo.
Man,
he calls
awesome.
Us so
that
often.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
It's great to talk with a guy like Robert from Waterloo, Iowa. All right, T.J. Yeldon, break him down. What do you see in him that makes him such a special back?
I think his work ethic, you know, to start off, you have to, you know, train, you know, like a pro, you know, if you want to be the best in the SEC, you know, the competition level is so high, and guys are keying on you. You know, a guy came in, you know, last year, I remember the coach telling me about he got a special kid in the backfield, you know, with T.J. Yeldon, and I didn't know until, you know, he ran the ball against Michigan, you know, in the new Dallas Stadium, man, and he was, you know, doing his thing, you know, running through the defense, man. He stops on the dime. I think he understands the game, you know, understand what the guys up in front are doing for him, and he's making plays. You know, sky's the limit this year for him, you know, him being the number one back. You know, I know you're going to have some great guys behind him pushing him, which makes him better. So this little thing that Bama's been doing, you know, just having a guy, you know, the man, and having another guy behind him just as good, you know, is making his team better. So.
Well, okay. So now listen, I know that you're a running back. You want the ball as much as possible. But how much of an asset is it when you know that you have talent behind you that can – you know, it can give you a little bit of a break.
Yeah, give you a break in the game, you know, to have you strong if you're going to finish the game out in the fourth quarter. You know, if you go, you know, a long drive, you know, two drives in a row, you know, put the other guy in and you don't miss a beat. You know, you always want that competition level. You always want your room. You know, we pride ourselves, you know, at San Diego just being, you know, great running backs, you know, being a great group, trying to be the best group, you know, practice as a group of running backs, be the best in the league every day, you know, be better than the other teams, as in, you know, the running backs at Denver or at Oakland or at Kansas City. We trying to be the best group here, and we make each other better. You know, when somebody's doing something wrong, we're not ashamed to tell them. You know, they done got on me, we done got on them, you know, so that just brings us closer, man. I'm loving, you know, being around them guys.
When you see rookies adjust to the NFL, do you see guys that come out of a program like Alabama, do you see those guys as, and not just Alabama, in the SEC in general, some of these high profile schools, do you see them better prepared?
I don't think it's that, you know. I know they on a, you know, people, we got D2 guys that came in, you know, some D2 guys that then came into our camp, you know, making plays like every day, getting interceptions and making plays. We got Danny Woodhead, you know, a guy came out of D2, you know, and he's a great running back. I just think it's just your mindset. If you love the game and want to embrace the opportunity of just playing in the NFL, because it's so hard, you know, to get to that level, and it's so hard to stay in, especially when you're not working and not preparing the way that you need to. You know, I just think it's the mindset. Come in and be ready to play and be ready to be a leader, you know, by example, you know, not vocal. You don't want to come in there like that. Just being a vocal leader and not showing it on the field also. So that's why I salute DJ Fluker, man. The guy breaks us down every day as a team, you know, always getting his crunk doing the stretch lines and, you know, practice hard. So, man, he's a great player. And I'm blessed just to, you know, great just to play with him.
LaRon McClain, you cap off this week that it's included two guys from ESPN, Greg Ostendorf and Ted Miller, Travis Ryer from BamaOnline.com. We featured LaRon McClain on Tuesday. He's back here in the studio on Friday. Chance Wormack from the Tennessee Titans. Jackie Sherrill coached at Mississippi,
okay,
played
yeah.
football. Matter of fact, he was a fullback at Alabama.
Jackie Sherrill, he recruited me. I think he recruited me.
What'd you tell him?
Oh, man, I remember when they came into my house, it was him, the offensive coordinator. There's a lot of guys in there.
Woody,
I was almost
was
close.
It Woody McCor-
I was close.
Was it Woody McCorvey? No.
No, it wasn't Woody McCorvey. I know it was the running back coach, the offensive coordinator.
Okay.
Cheryl and who was the recruiting coach? I can't remember, it was a great meeting.
Said, nah.
I really just told him I'm going to get back to him. You know, I just couldn't leave Tuscaloosa just yet, man. I was loving it, man. Just my mom coming right down the street to watch me play every game, and you know, my guys, my friends, and everything was here. So
did Auburn ever get in on you?
Yes, I got offered by Auburn. You know, at a football camp, went down to Auburn. That's my first camp going to was Auburn.
What'd you tell them?
I didn't tell. I was just excited just to be offered a scholarship on the spot like that. I don't know. I didn't know at the time. You know, I'm still competing
and
everything.
I'm trying to get you to say something. I'm just teasing with you.
Oh, man. You see where I ended up, though. You know, Alabama, Roll Tide. I couldn't, no matter what team or anything, you know, went on a visit, whatever. The visit that I had at Alabama was, you know, second to none. It was great. You know, when we went, a lot of guys, Matthew Cadell, Terrence Jones, Tim Castile, you know.
Oh, wow.
All them guys was there, man. So it was a great time. Tyrone Prothro, that's the first time I met Tyrone. you know, it was a great experience, man. And now we, you know, buds and friends for life now. You know, them guys have moved on and having great careers. You know, Tim, I saw Tim on the sideline a few times with Alabama, you know, got him a ring, you know, so that's great to him as a coach. Great guy right there.
Absolutely. LaRon McClain capping off the week that included also Phil Steele. He predicted Alabama to win it all, to three-peat. The three-peat, Phil Steele, one of the most best prognosticators in all of college football. Rod Gilmore was part of our show last night, and then also Chris Walsh from BamaOnline.com. LaRon, this is it, man. I appreciate you. LaRon McClain camp right there tomorrow at County High. Registration at 8 o'clock, 8:30 tomorrow. Over at County High, 8:30 to 12:30. I didn't expect that you would stay in here an hour and 15 minutes, but I certainly appreciate the hospitality. Man. And thanks so much from the community for what you mean to us back here in County High territory, in Alabama territory.
No problem, man. Just anytime, you know, Ryan calls me or texts me anything, man. I always want to, you know, get on here and talk to you, man. I want to say I appreciate you for everything that you do for me and, you know, the guys around me and my foundation, man, you know. It's like the voice of Tuscaloosa for me when I'm out there in California, man. I listen to you all the time. You know, enjoy your show, man. And anytime you need me on here, man, I'm here.
Well, we're just a bunch of homers that have a microphone. we don't like talking bad about Alabama.
Not at all.
But we love slamming Auburn.
Always.
We don't like Tennessee.
Bad colors.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't look good. Orange doesn't look good on anybody.
Not at all. Them pants they be wearing out there with the ties. Oh, man, it was terrible.
The cowbells are too loud in Starkville.
Oh, too loud.
Mark Rick, I like him, but I'm Georgia Bulldogs. And now these little Texas A&M folks want to talk a little
smack.
Oh, man,
it's crazy. I don't understand that. You know, I salute them on what they did. They came here and did everything. They played their best game. And the thing that they don't know, we still had a chance at the end, you know, four plays to get it in, you know, to beat them. Then what they've been saying. But, you know, we still won it.
But
we
still
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. You know, isn't it great when I mean, you make T-shirts when you beat Alabama.
You make T-shirts, and it's a national holiday. They're going to have an anniversary about that. But we'll see. We'll see when we go down there, you know, to their hometown and, you know, get it in. I can't wait for that game. That game right there is going to be exciting, man, and playing against the, you know, the returning Heisman Trophy winner, Johnny Manziel, who's a great, great athlete, great athlete.
First caller gets the Bob Dylan tickets, 205-342-9904. 205-342-9904. Bob Dylan tickets right now. First caller, rewards you for listening. We appreciate you folks out there. We'll wrap up this show, next segment, right here on The Game, brought to you by Rumsey Environmental on 99.1 WDGM.